This is IBM, the Islamic Broadcasting Network. The following program is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is the best lecture series. Lessons and talks on various Islamic topics.
Today's program is On the Grave with Sheikh Abdul Hakim Quick.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Surely all praises are due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His assistance. We ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our deeds and the wickedness of ourselves. For whomever Allah guides, there is none to take astray. And whomever Allah takes astray, surely there is none to guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship in the universe, in any place except Allah. He is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and last messenger. And may Allah constantly send his choicest peace and blessings to Muhammad and to his family and his companions and all those who call to his way and practice his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, O you who believe, belief in Allah, acceptance of the will of Allah, holding fast to the rope of Allah is truly a blessing in this world. It is the understanding of the acceptance of the power of Almighty, the understanding that helps the believer to continue on the road, that he does not give up his struggle in this life, and he has faith and hope for the next life. His judgment, he believes, will be done with justice, with the highest form of justice. And his judgment will be based primarily on his intentions, on what he has chosen in this world, so that he is not a puppet being controlled in creation, but at the same time, he submits to the almighty will of Allah, and he knows that he has a choice, that nobody can force any individual to do good or to do evil. In Western society, many of the old gods, the gods of mythology, the gods of the air, Zeus, Apollo, Athena, the gods that we have heard and known about in mythology, they have been left behind. But now, in today's world, there is a new god, the god of materialism, the god of the dollar. And we have seen recently that with the material understanding and motivation that is driving people in this society, that with the crash, the temporary crash of the stock market, we find people describing the day as Black Monday, the most terrible day seen by individuals, people being confused, people falling into depression, people having to go to psychiatrists, people fearing for their own lives, because of a material change in society. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was reported to have said, Ta'is Abdul Dinar, Ta'is Abdul Dirham. He said, woe to the slave of the dinar, a unit of currency in his time. Woe to the slave. A curse is on the slave of dirham. Woe to the slave of the fine, beautiful clothing of material. And he continues, peace and blessings be upon him, such a slave smiles if he is given, and if he is not, he frowns, flies into sadness, and becomes depressed. Al-Hadith. These sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, a simple Bedouin living in a desert society, are perfectly fitting for the crisis we are in today. It is a curse upon the slave of the dollar. Woe to the slave of gold and silver, the one who puts his fortune, the one who puts his belief and his hope in the material world. He will never live in peace. He will never find contentment. The Prophet's words are true. And those who worship the material God, those who place their hope in the future in this life, are now shaking with the shaking of society. But the real success that comes with the blessing of Islam is the success of contentment of the heart. It is a success in this life and in the next life, Darul Khulud. It is the success which is eternal, which is not temporary. The life of this world is a short part on our journey. It is the most important part for us because it will affect all phases within our eternal journey. But it is the shortest part. And those who have prepared for the next part, those who are striving for the eternal existence with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are blessed and are comforted in this life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah has revealed in His Quran that abode of the hereafter we assign to those who have no desire to exalt themselves on the earth nor spread corruption, and the best reward is for those who keep their duty to Allah, for those who have taqwa. Allah has described for us qualities. He has given the blessing of eternity to those people who do not want to rise themselves up at the expense of others in this life. To those who do not see themselves as kings, as rulers, as appointed individuals, as arrogant boasters in the land. But He has given the reward in the next life for those who are humble, those who are simple in their lifestyle, those who do not try to elevate themselves and perpetuate their power over others. He has also given His blessing in the next life for those who do not spread corruption on the land. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, if you give me two things, I will give you paradise. Al-fam wal-faraj. He said, the mouth and the private part. If you protect your mouth, you protect your mouth from slander. You protect your mouth from belittling other individuals. You protect your mouth from cursing. And if you protect your private parts with modesty in this life, then the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has shown us. These are the main two sources of taking people to the fire. And he said, peace and blessings be upon him, that I want to live with the poor, to die with the poor, and to be raised on the day of resurrection with the poor. Not with the powerful and the rich, those who are tempted by the life of this world, but by the simple individual. Not that one cannot have wealth in this life, but the lesson for us is that if the material control you, then your faith is in dangerous water. But if you live in this life, in the material world, and you control the material, this is the true success. The one whose heart does not break at the rising and the lowering of the stock. The one whose heart is not filled with grief when he loses a material possession, but who takes his protection from Allah, who seeks his help from Allah in times of need, and who is not controlled by the life of this world. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And surely the best reward in the next life is for those who have taqwa, those who build the consciousness of Allah into their lives, who fear Allah and who hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O you who believe, the journey of life that starts when the child is born in his mother's womb, when he is created, when he leaves his mother's womb and comes into this world and continues on, the life continues. It is not a process that is ended by death. Death is merely a door which takes us from one phase of existence to another phase of existence. And we are entering into al-barzakh. And al-barzakh, fi kalam al-arab, means al-hajiz. In the language of the Arabs, it means a barrier. It is a zone. And it is described as a spiritual zone. And when Mujahid rahimahullah, a famous scholar of tafsir, was asked about the verse, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمْ يُبْعَثُونَ, and behind them is a barrier till the day they will be resurrected.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
صَلَّى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
Anas, may God be pleased with him, said, "The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, addressed us, saying, O people, it seems as if we are exempted from death, and as if truth in this life is incumbent upon other than us, and as if those dead people whom we escort to their final resting are travelers who will return to us very soon. We lay them in their tombs and devour their inheritance as if we were immortal after them. We forget all exhortation, and we feel secure from every strife. All goodness to the person who was minding his own faults and keeping away from others' faults. All goodness to the person who spends wealth which he acquired legally and mixes with learned and wise men and mixes with the poor and the downtrodden. All goodness to the humble and the high-mannered and the good-hearted and the one who keeps his evil deeds away from people. All goodness to the person who spends his extra wealth and withholds his extra talk and is satisfied with the Sunnah, the way of the Prophet, and not attracted by heretical innovation."
Sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Welcome back. You're listening to the best lecture series.
He said, it is al-hajib, al-hajib, bayn al-mawt wal-ba'th. It is a barrier. It is a zone in between death and the resurrection. So those who pass through this phase are passing into al-barzakh. وَقِيلَ لِلشَّعْبِ رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهِ مَاتَ فُلَانِ قَالَ لَيْسَ هُوَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Another famous scholar, al-Sha'bi, when he was asked, a person has died, and he said, he is not in the life of this world, and he is not in the Akhirah. But he is in this barzakh. He is in this zone that all of the sons of Adam, sons and daughters of Adam, must enter it before the Day of Judgment. And the most authentic hadith in this area, describing for us from the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, what has happened in this barzakh, which is affected by our actions in this life, was reported by Al-Barra ibn Azib, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, two angels come to the grave. They come to the dead in the grave and make him sit. Then they ask him, who is your Lord? Man Rabbuk. And he says, his Lord is Allah. Then they say to him, what is your religion? He says, my religion is Islam. Then they say, who is the man who was sent amongst you? And he says, in the case of the believer, he is the messenger of Allah. Peace and blessings be upon him. Then they say to him, what makes you recognize him? He says, I have recited the book of Allah. Then affirmed my faith and borne testimony that it is the word that is meant in the meaning of the verse, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا والآخرة. Allah grants steadfastness to those who believe in Him with a firmly established word in this life and in the next. And He, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon Him, then He said, at that time, an announcer from Jannah would announce, my servant has spoken the truth. He would then order them, the angels, to prepare him a bedding in paradise and to put on him the clothing of paradise and open a door to paradise, so this door to Jannah would be opened. And he, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, afterwards, its wind, the wind of paradise, the smell of paradise would be perceived by him and his grave. His grave would be expanded for him to the extent of his sight. And as for the unbeliever, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, made a mention of his death, and then he said, his spirit is sent back to his body, and two angels come to him and make him sit. And then they say, who is your Lord? And he answers, ha, ha, la adri. He says, oh, I do not know. Then they say to him, what is your religion? And he answers, oh, I know nothing. Then they said, who is this man who was sent amongst you? And he says, oh, I know not. Then an announcer, Munadi, from Jannah, calls out that he has told a lie. So he orders them to prepare for him a bedding of fire, put on him a dress of fire, and open for him a door to Jahannam. Then the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, and the heat and the hot wind reaches him in the grave. And also the grave is narrowed down. It is narrowed to his ribs, enter one into the other. Then a blind and deaf angel is appointed for him. There is an iron rod with him. If a mountain were to be struck thereby, it would have become dust. So he strikes him with one strike, and the sound is heard by all of the creatures living in the east and the west, except two forms of creation, mankind and the jinn. So he becomes like earth powder. Then again and again, his soul is returned to his body, and he is again struck. This hadith is reported in Musnad Ahmed and Abu Dawud. And it is the most authentic hadith we have in this area, giving us detailed descriptions of the fitnat al-qabr, of the trials and tests in the grave. And we know that this form of life, or this existence that we continue into, it continues until the day of resurrection. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that one day, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, he read to the Sahaba, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَى وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. He read to them a verse in the Quran, and whoever turns away from the remembrance of me, his will be a narrow life, and I shall bring him blind to the assembly on the day of resurrection. So the grave will be narrowed, ma'ishatan danka, the grave will be narrowed in upon the one who turns away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, as reported by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, one day he passed two graves. And he said, they are being punished for major sins. One used to carry gossip and slander. كان يمشي بالنميمة. He used to carry gossip and slander in between the people. And the other one never used to clean himself when he went to the bathroom. He never purified his body. The two are being punished. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, asked for a fresh branch from a palm tree, and he placed it on each grave, one on each grave, and he said, maybe these plants will lighten up their punishment until the plants become dry. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu reports that one day the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was passing by a place of Banu Najjar. He was passing by a wall of Banu Najjar on his mule. And Zayd reports that we were with him. When he passed the place, his mule became afraid and almost threw him off. He would not pass this place. And then they saw 5 or 6 graves. And when they asked about the graves, one of the companions said, "We have heard they have died in the morning." And then he said, "Peace and blessings be upon him. These people are being punished in their graves. And if you were not to be buried yourself, I would ask Allah to let you hear what I hear." And he also said in another tradition that all of the creatures that this mule, all of the creatures except the man and the jinn, hear what is happening in the grave. O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Sabbath. He makes confirm those who believe. He confirms us in this life with Iman. He confirms us in the next life with Qawl al-Thabit, with the right word to be said in this very trying time. And the souls of Shuhada, the ones who have died, fi sabilillah, in the many ways that we have learned, the souls of the Shuhada do not go through Fitnat al-Qabr. Their souls are put into the bodies of a green bird. One shaheed in the body of a green bird, and these birds hang on the throne of Allah. And the birds fly into paradise, and they eat, and they smell, and they enjoy paradise until the day of judgment. For those who Allah wills, they will not even face the terrible time on the day of resurrection. O you who believe, it is then for us to establish ourselves in this life, to establish ourselves with our belief, not to be controlled by the material world. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, he has confirmed that he wanted to die with the poor. He has told us, لا فضل للعربي على الأعجمي. There is no preference for an Arab over a non-Arab. There is no preference of white over black. There is no preference of the high class over the low class. The preference comes with belief. The preference comes with faith, and Allah is the one who knows who is high and who is low. But it is for us to live a life of humility, a life of balance, that we are in this world, we are not controlled by the world. That if Allah blesses us with wealth, that we will use this wealth not only to live, but we will use it to raise His deen. We will use it to help the poor. We will use it to balance out the blessing that He has given us, lest this blessing becomes a curse.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
He's lazy. She's stupid. He's a racist. That one's greedy. And there's a terrorist.
If you look at people and all you see are labels, everyone loses.
Labels hurt all of us, and they're wrong.
Every one of us is unique, a one-of-a-kind original.
Every one of us is a one-of-a-kind original.
Every one of us is a one-of-a-kind original. Our diversity is our strength. Instead of stereotyping, we can all learn from each other.
Don't let prejudice shape your view. Take the time to get to know people and see for yourself who they really are.
One of a kind.
Stereotyping is wrong, and it hurts all of us. Stop stereotyping.
A message from your American Muslim neighbors and the Islamic Media Foundation.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Best Lecture Series.
We have seen how many Muslims have been cursed with wealth. And we can only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to curse us with wealth, not to test us in the life of this world, not to allow us to fall to this test, to this trial that is coming, for it will affect us in the next life, at a time when the tongue will only say what is reflected by the deed, at a time when nobody can lie. You can only speak by what you have done. You can only base what you say upon what you have earned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us with qawl al-thabit في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the punishment of the grave, from fitnة المحيا والممات, ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us and our children the strength to be Muslims in a material world, the strength to be believers in a world which is plunged in material love. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Do you believe all souls must enter al-barzakh? All souls must enter the barrier, the spiritual zone, which is a metaphysical zone. And it is with ittifaq al-fuqaha, with the agreement of all of the scholars of hadith, the scholars of Islamic knowledge, that in this zone, it is primarily metaphysical, it is a spiritual zone, but it is physical. That there can be a body given to us. Not necessarily the same body that you had in this life. But there is a sensation that the person will feel in the time in the barzakh. And this time we must all spend, we pray that Allah gives us the best in this time, will be until the day of resurrection. And this day will not come until the final signs of Allah are manifested on this earth, to the time of the coming of the Mahdi, the coming of the Promised One, that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has foretold. To the time of the coming of Dajjal, the Antichrist, to the time of the coming of Isa, alayhi salam, to the time of the coming of Ya'juj and Majuj, Gog and Magog, the time of the coming of Ad-Dabba, the time of the coming of the great fires, and finally, the destruction of the present form of the earth. So the earth will be flattened out, and the mountains thrown asunder. Then near this time, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, told us, لا تقوم الساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله الله. That the day of judgment would not come until nobody on earth will say Allah Allah. And he told us, peace and blessings be upon him, لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شراء الخلق. The hour will not come except upon the most wicked form of creation. And just before the hour, as we are informed by the Messenger, peace be upon him, a gentle wind will come. A gentle wind will come, and the only believers left on earth, their souls will be taken by the gentle wind. Then the day of judgment will come, the hour will come upon the most wicked creation, the most wicked people ever created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Adam's time until the day of resurrection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from this shirar al-khalq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to have our souls taken with a gentle wind and help us to be of those who will say the right things in the grave and will get the blessing of the next, our next life, the blessing of Jannah. And may Allah give us the strength to constantly send peace and blessing to Muhammad. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. May Allah be pleased with the Khulafa Rashideen, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Please with them, أَسْ يَا أَرْحَمَ رَاحِمِينَ. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. May Allah help the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, in Palestine. May Allah help Masjid al-Aqsa and clear Masjid al-Aqsa from the filth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the Mujahideen in the Philippines and in Eritrea and throughout the world, and help us to be with them and with those whose last words are kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Rasulullah. Ibadallah yirhamukum Allah. In Allah ya'ma bil-adl wal-ihsan wa yisa'id al-qurba wa yanha al-fahsha wal-munka wal-baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
In the year 779, Muslims lost the famous traveler Ibn Battuta. A contemporary described him as, quote, the traveler of the age, adding that he who called him traveler of the whole body of Islam would not have exceeded the truth. During his lifetime, Ibn Battuta's wanderings took him from Spain to China. Authorities who estimated Ibn Battuta's journeys at more than 75,000 miles say that no one, including the great travelers Marco Polo, Magellan, or Columbus, until the age of steam, exceeded his distance. Strangely enough, Ibn Battuta's exploits were lost to the Western world for 300 years. Not until the 19th century, when his Rihla, or Travels, book was discovered in Algeria, did his roamings finally come to light. This has been a minute of Muslim civilization from IBN.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Best Lecture Series.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد يقول الحق سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the world, and surely the best reward in the next life is for those who have taqwa, for those who have consciousness of Allah, those who fear Allah and hope in Allah. Those who do not want uluwan fil ard, who do not want to be over righteous and above the people on the earth, and those who do not want fasada, those who do not want corruption. And surely there is no animosity except for those who oppress. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad the son of Abdullah is his servant and last messenger. And may Allah constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family and his companions, and all those who call to his way and practice his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us, O you who believe, if you have taqwa, if you have the consciousness of Allah, and Allah will make a distinction for you and do away with your evil and forgive you. And Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. O you who believe, in the present world that we live in, traveling on our eternal journey, on the journey we have all begun from the mother's womb and through this life and on to the grave and on to those final destinations, we find man perplexed. We find man swinging between different objects and different goals in life. And he finds many paths that are made out to him in this life. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, drew a line and he said, this line is Sirat al-Mustaqim. And he drew little lines. He said, these lines are the other paths that are made, and at the head of every path is a shaitan. There is one to lead you off the straight path. And we know that shaitan, la'natullah alayh, that he has made within this world many diversions. He has made many paths. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if we have taqwa, if we begin our actions in his name, if we base our life upon his way, upon his revelation, that he would give us furqan, that he would give us a criteria, a distinction, a means of telling truth from falsehood. And he would forgive us of our sins, and he would take away our evil. Surely he is the Lord of mighty grace. Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah, and looking in to the word al-Furqan, he describes it as being sabat al-qulub wa quwwat al-basair wa husn al-hidayah. Shawkani describes it as being, it is firmness of the heart. That this distinction that the believer gets, upon having taqwa and the consciousness of Allah, it makes his heart firm. And secondly, it gives him strong insight, able to look into matters, having the true basira given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, it gives him the best of guidance. And surely today, in our time, with the many lifestyles that are in front of us, in front of the Muslim world, we need to have tabatul qulub. The hearts need to be firm, to be strong when they are tested. We need to have insight to look into the matters beyond the superficial. Look at what drives matters. Look at what is behind those objects and those words that are put in front of your face. And we need to have hidayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have the best of his hidayah, the one that will lead us in this life and in the next to his pleasure and ultimately to his paradise. And in this life we find that man has separated spiritual life from material life. He has made categories for your dogma, for your belief, and other categories for those things that you practice in your life. He has also separated life from death. And many people in this world do not want to know about death. They only want to discuss life. But Islam is a flow. It is a complete totality, a complete way of life that guides the follower, guides the believer to contentment in this life and the connection to the next life. And one day a man came to Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu wajh. A man came to him. This man was overjoyed. He had just purchased a house, and he wanted Amir al-Mu'mineen to write the contract with his own hand. And so he asked Ali, radiallahu anhu, to write the contract. And Ali, after saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, praising Allah and sending peace and blessings to Muhammad, he wrote, Amma ba'd, فَقَدْ اشْتَرَى مَيِّتٌ مِّن مَيِّتٍ دَارًا تَقَعُوا فِي بَلَدِ الْمُزْنِدِينَ وَالسِّكَّةِ الْغَافِلِينَ لها أربعة حدود. الحد الأول ينتهي إلى الموت، والثاني ينتهي إلى القبر، والثالث ينتهي إلى الحساب، والرابع إما إلى الجنة وإما إلى النار. Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu wajha, when asked to write a contract for a house, and noticing that this man was overcome by the dunya, he was so overcome by the life of this world, he needed nasiha. The man was waiting for the contract, and Ali radiallahu anhu wrote, a dead man has bought a house from a dead man. The property is located in the town of the sinners, on the street of the neglectful. It has four boundaries. The first is death. The second is the grave. The third is the account, or the reckoning, and the fourth leads either to paradise or either to the fire. The man looked in shock and amazement at Ali. I asked you to write a contract for a home, and you write me a contract for a grave. And Ali, karramallahu wajha, told him, my brother in Islam, annaf tabki ala dunya, the self cry about the life of this world. But the self knows that real peace and security in this life is to leave what is in this life. There is no house, there is no property after death that a person lives in except what he builds in this life. If he builds a good house, he will dwell in goodness. But if he builds an evil house, he will dwell in an evil dwelling, which he has prepared for himself. Ali karramallahu wajha was reminding his brother that although you are blessed in the dunya, do not forget the akhirah. Your life in this world, your control of materials will have an effect upon you in the next life. The life or the house of dar that Ali was talking about, it is life. The major turning points in this flow are death. And then there is the time in the grave. And then there is hisab, yawm al-qiyamah. And then either to Jannah or either to the fire. And man, in terms of sleep, and in terms of the time in the grave, in terms of the second part on this journey, sleep is relative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given sleep in this life to some individuals as a comfort. He goes to sleep at night, and in moments he wakes, and he feels as though he is only resting for minutes, but he has been resting for hours. Another man is tormented in his sleep. He feels the pain of stomach ulcers. He sees bad dreams. He has a headache, a toothache, and he remains tormented until the morn. The same amount of hours, but different feelings within the sleep. And so Allah has made in the time in the grave the time to pass quickly for the believer, for the one who has built the good house for himself, the time to pass in comfort. But for the one who has done evil in this life, the time will be tormented. The hours will turn into days. The days will turn into months. The months will turn into years. But Allah's signs on this earth must be completed. And all those who pass through their time of death and into the barzakh, they must pass into the zone and wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives forth the sign for the trumpet to be blown. And only Allah knows when the hour will come. He has given us signs. He has given us Asrat al-Sughra, al-Kubra. Many signs He has given us. And of these minor signs that the dead are waiting for and that we will soon be waiting for, all of the minor signs, as the ulama have told us, have been completed.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
If the way you dress expresses how you feel, and your dress speaks about you, then your dress not only makes a statement, but it is an important part of your identity. These are American Muslim women. Their dress reflects their faith and their belief in modesty. This message has been brought to you by your American Muslim neighbors.
This public service announcement is brought to you by the Islamic Media Foundation.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Best Lecture Series.
Of the major signs, there are those predicted by the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And one he predicted as being the one forthcoming that we are waiting for is the upcoming presence of Al-Mahdi Al-Maw'ud, the Promised One, the Mahdi. And Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiallahu anh reports that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and this hadith is in Al-Hakim, Mustadrak Al-Hakim, and it is sahih, it is authentic. He reports, at the end of my nation, the Mahdi will appear, Allah will send down rain, the earth will send forth plants, wealth will be given correctly, and grazing animals will increase, and the ummah will be great. He will live 7 or 8 years. And we have learned from authentic hadith, Al-Mahdi min Itrati walad Fatima, that the Mahdi would come from the people of his house, the house of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the sons of Fatima. And his name would be Muhammad, his father's name Abdullah, his mother Amina. He would have a high back forehead, he would have a high proceeding aqnal anf, an aquiline nose, and that he would fill the earth with justice after it has been filled with corruption. And during his time, right after his demise, another of the major signs predicted by the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, must appear, the appearance of Masihi Dajjal. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said in the Sahih Hadith, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ أَنْدَرَ أُمَّتَهُ الْأَعْوَى الْكَذَّابِ أَلَا إِنَّهُ أَعْوَى وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَى مَكْتُوبٍ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ كَاف Fa-ra, or kafir, yaqra'uhu kullu muslim. That he has said, peace and blessings be upon him, there has never been a prophet who has not warned his people about the one-eyed liar, Surely he is one-eyed, and surely your Lord is not one-eyed. Written between his two eyes would be calf, ka, and ra. Calf here. And it will be read by every Muslim. And authentic tradition tells us he will be blind in his right eye, his left eye like a floating grape, reddish in complexion with thick hair, coming with a garden, a Jannah, seeming to be a Jannah, but it is a fire. And coming with a fire, seeming to be Jahannam, but it is Jannah. He will not be able to enter Mecca or Medina. He will travel throughout the earth, spreading fitna and testing people until a man will wake up in the morning Muslim, and in the afternoon, he will be caught. The test is the greatest test that has appeared. All of the prophets have warned their people about it. And Muslims should recite, if they meet this test, the first 10 verses from Surah Al-Kahf, the chapter of the case. He will take an army of 70,000 Jews of Isfahan. Isfahan, he will take them to Damascus. And there, the next of the major signs will appear, the descent of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, the son of Mary, peace and blessings be upon him. And he will meet the Dajjal, and as predicted, slay the Dajjal, and he will be victorious, and there will be peace on the land, until the next sign appears, the appearance of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, the tribes that were trapped by Dhul-Qarnayn, as we have read in Surah Al-Kahf, the tribes that were trapped. And Sahih Muslim tells us that their destruction will be so great upon the face of the earth that Isa alayhi salam and his followers will pray for their destruction. And only the prayer will stop their destruction, and Allah himself will bring it about. Following their time, the next time, Ad-Dabba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah An-Naml, verse 82, has revealed to us, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah has revealed to us in Surah An-Naml, verse 82, and when the word of torment is fulfilled against them, we shall bring out of the earth a creature, Dabba. It will speak to them because mankind did not believe with certainty in Allah. And the narrators have told us it will appear somewhere near Mecca and travel throughout the earth speaking all languages. And it will be a sign that Qiyamah is near. But then the sign of Dukhan, the smoke, will come as the next major foretold sign. And in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, as reported by Hudhayfa, radiallahu anhu, has informed us. And Hudhayfa tells us, I said, O Messenger of Allah, Mal Dukhan, what is the smoke? And he said, it will fill between the east and the west. It will last days and nights. The believer will be struck by it as though he has a cold. But the unbeliever will be a drunken person. Smoke will come out of his nose. Smoke will come out of his ears and the openings in his body. And then the Prophet read the verse from Surah Dukhan, فَارْتَقَبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ يَغْشَ النَّاسَ هَذَا عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. He read from Surah Dukhan, and wait for the day when the sky brings forth a kind of smoke, clearly visible. It will take over the people, it will make the people swoon. This is truly a painful punishment. This Dukhan will be followed by the next sign, the rising of the sun from the west. And in Bukhari, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has told us the hour would not come until the sun would rise from the west. And when people see it, everyone would believe. But this would not be a time when a person's iman would benefit him if he did not believe before or earned righteousness through his faith. After this sign, finally, the last major sign. Three major earthquakes, three major landslides, and a fire, a major fire starting from Al-Yemen, and then moving the people to the place of the reckoning, to the place of the fire. These are the major signs that a believer should know, that if he falls in these times, he should be prepared to read Surah Al-Kahf for the Dajjal. He he should know that when the test of a Jannah is put in front of his face, the life of this world, maybe it is a fire. And when something that seems to be a fire, that seems to be difficult, put in front of his face, it may actually lead him to Jannah. And he should be prepared to follow in with the Muslims of the world when the time comes, when the true leadership comes, to follow this leadership and be prepared to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the major signs. Many of us are not aware of ad-dukhan, of the smoke, of the dabba. These signs are foretold in our Quran and in our Sunnah, and it helps the completion of the mentality of the believer that he is in this world, but he knows something of the journey. He is blessed by Allah to know something of the journey that he is moving along toward the Day of Judgment and toward the final resting place, either in paradise or either in hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the yaqeen and the strength to be of the righteous when these signs appear. And if not, help us to be of those who are heading for Jannah and will be protected from the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslim ummah from fitnat Masihi Dajjal, and protect the Muslim ummah from the fitna of Ad-Dabba, Ad-Dukhan, and the Nar, which will start in Yemen, and move the believers, and move the people toward the time of the Reckoning. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد. O you who believe on the coming of the hour, الساعة, it is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. It has been revealed to no man, even to the Prophet. Leading into the hour, there are events that will happen. Allah has told us, وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. When this time is coming, and the trumpet will be blown, Allah has told us the trumpet will be blown, so all of those in the heavens and on the earth will faint. They will fall into a swoon, except such as Allah pleases. Many of the Mufassirin have looked into this. Illa man sha'a Allah. Who is accepted from the swoon, from the fainting? And some said it is al-arsh, al-kursi. It is the throne. It means the chair. It means all of the creations of Allah, other than people. But the other Mufassirin told them, men is for aqil. When you say men, in the Arabic language, it is for one who has intelligence. Ma would be for those creations without intelligence. Illa man sha'a Allah. The position of many of the Mufassirin is that they would be a party of believers, left back even after the trumpet has been blown. And with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the second blowing, the final time of the hashar, of the reckoning and account, will be held back 40 years. And the verse continues, ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And then it will be blown into the trumpet another time, and they will stand up awaiting. They will stand up awaiting the hisab, the time when no man can hide, when only your deeds will speak, when the sweetness of sun will not help you, when materials will not help you. The only thing that will help you will be qalbun saleem, a strong true heart, and hasanat, and your deeds, and your niyat at-tayyibah, your good intentions. What you have made in this life, this is what will help the believer at this time. وَنُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And the trumpet will be blown into another time. And they will stand, all of mankind, male and female, from the beginning of time, will stand and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah help us on this time of the Nafar. May Allah give us the strength to be of the righteous in this time. May He protect us from the evil of the unrighteous in this time. And may He forgive us for all that we have done when we stand in this time. And may He give us the strength to constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad فإن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم. And may Allah be pleased with the Khulafa al-Rashidin, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Please in them and us, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, have mercy on the sick of the Ummah of Muhammad. Have mercy on Brother Kishwa in his time of his operation. Have mercy upon all those who are sick and in your need. And help them and us to be of those who stand before you in truth. Those who stand with kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Those who stand on truth and will enter paradise with the Nabiyeen and the Salihin. Those who will see your face, ya Rabbul Alameen. Ibadullah, yarhamukum Allah. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
This program has been sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.